Evaluating the implementation of the Daffodil Standards in UK General Practice, funded by the Marie Curie Research Grant Programme. Good palliative and end-of-life care are crucial in all healthcare systems, and general practices make a major contribution to this care, where 90% of those who die see their GP at least once during the last year of their life, and three times during the last month. The Royal College for General Practitioners and Marie Curie's Daffodil Standards provide guidance and support to practices on how to sustain and/or improve various areas of end-of-life care, ranging from identification of patients near the end of life, seamless and coordinated care in the last days of life, and support for carers and those who are bereaved. The aim of our study is to evaluate the implementation of the Daffodil Standards, understand how they have affected end-of-life care activities in general practice, and to identify exemplars and best practices to share across the general practice community to aid and inspire wider adoption of the Daffodil Standards. The normalisation process theory has been used to guide the design of this study, including data collection, analysis, and interpretation. The evaluation will be longitudinal, multi-staged, and multi-method, taking part over three phases. We are integrating patient and public involvement in our study by working with both the PRIME supergroup and our PPI co-applicant, who is providing crucial lived experience insights. The aim of the first phase is to map out current end-of-life care activities in UK general practice, understand levels of implementation of the Daffodil Standards, and capture key learning for the subsequent two phases. We have launched an online survey, which is available to all UK general practices, and we are aiming for 200 responses. Our online survey is now live and can be accessed via the QR code in the poster. The second phase aims to explore in depth the barriers and enablers to implementing the Daffodil Standards, capturing what has worked well or where improvements to the standards or additional support is needed. We aim to hold between 20 and 26 semi-structured interviews with a subsample of those who have adopted the standards from the online survey in phase one. The final phase will be to assess wider implementation of the standards, which will be achieved via case study visits with 6 to 8 practices from phase two. This will include a range of data collection techniques from interviews, short surveys, informal conversations, and observations. Please remember, our online survey is now live and we are currently recruiting. If you work in general practice in the UK, please take our short survey and help us improve end-of-life care in the UK. You can scan the barcode on our poster or visit our website, or do get in touch with us for more information. Thank you.